I got a call from one of our internet listeners with a very good Shiloh. I thank these are real learners. So they asked me a very, very good Shiloh, and there were always things that are implicit in things that I said that I didn't answer that I should have clarified, and I'm always grateful for. They also wanted to know why the shear didn't appear, so I told the story of Gabriel's, baby, and how it's all dependent on one person to get these things going, and with a little delay and all this kind of thing, because they thought maybe the shearing were being held back for editing because they all read the Yateid, right? So they wondered, but I said no, these are edited quickly. Okay, so the question was asked me. I said that if you use or kevas nevela, you might have davar hamami. So asked a very obvious question. How come if you use or kevas kshera, you don't have davar hamami? It's not batel, and you have baser b'chalav. Why do we say if you use or kevas kshera, if it's no senes tam, then it's asura, but otherwise it isn't? It's a very good question, right? How come mamid isn't batel? If you use, let me just, because I'm not seeing a lot of nods, so I'll keep on talking until somebody nods. You see if you had treif, and it was batel, was less than 1 in 60, and you had it in a mixture, and it caused the mixture to gel, then it's not batel because it's davar mamid, right? Davar mamid ain't no batel. So the question was asked, how come or kevas kshera, you use the piece of the kshera in order to make the cheese, to coagulate the milk? And we say, looking at Shulchan Aruch, and on the spot, and I myself said at some point, apparently, that it's only if it's no senes tam. Because if no senes tam, then you have baser b'chalav. So they said, how come davar amamid doesn't apply there too? And the answer is that davar amamid that's not batel means that the laws of bitul don't work qua the iser nature of the davar hamamid, but it doesn't make it basar b'chalav. Remember, basar b'chalav, again, and I could have used this as an example. Are you looking for that shaf?
Yeah.
So I could have used this as an example. And I could have said that it's one of the other features of the fact of Shneim Heter. It's not that the milk is being batel in the meat, or the meat batel in the milk. It's that there's no chibur of basar b'chalav to create basar b'chalav, so there's no iser. So therefore, the fact that davar amamid is fleishik, kosher, and the milk that you use it to make the cheese is kosher too, but it's milk, doesn't make it basar b'chalav, right? There's a Rimi Gash on the subject and a Dogel Meirvava, and I call your attention also to, if anybody, I know Dan and David like modern Shuvoth, there's also the Melamed Lahoil, right? David Zvi Hoffman, Zatzal. So you'll find this Svara there. So the fact of the matter is, but it stems from the fact that Shnehem Heter. Davar Amami means the laws of Bitul Drabbanan are thrown out qua Iser. But Basar B'Cholav is an Iser. I mean, the Basar is an Iser. Basar in Cholav is an Iser. It's Basar B'Cholav that we're starving to make a new source of Iser. Okay? Do you want to read for us? Okay. So let's and apparently it was missed, but sort of indicates to me that I'm people are listening to me and not looking in the Shulchan Aruch when I ask the question. Yeah, I did call people's attention to it. Yeah. Okay. So right. Okay. Yeah, that's the one I call your attention to. Okay. Let's read it actually, so it'll stick in your mind. Hachiluk bezek kusvu aposkin de or kevas kshera meachar shehu mutter bifnei atzmo veleis be iser elamishum chiburo im hagvina kol emas de lo yahiv tama lav basar b'chalavu
Ella hai ba'apekai v'hai ba'apekai.
When do we know that we form basar b'chalav? When there's enough to have nesinas tam. If there isn't nesinas tam, then there's no basar b'chalav. By the way, we could say, if we wanted, that that too is a feature of derech bishul asra Torah. That bishul is the conveying of tam. Right? Okay? Which is not the case. Aval nevel of a kayot sebo she'asr me'atzmo. And I explained that svara too, if you remember. The whole time I can see the consistency, that a gel, I see the presence. The Rabbanan, I perceive the presence, and therefore, the Rabbanan, it's usher, because I'm aware of it. I might not be aware of its presence in taste, but I'm aware in consistency. And so, the Rabbanan, davar amamid, that's isur, ain't obatil. Okay? So that shach, my internet friend answers the question, and that's the shach. But you didn't know to look in the shach because I mentioned it in a previous shiur, I think. That wasn't off yet. I mentioned it last time, right? I think. Okay? But anyway, Jeff, thanks for the reference. Okay? And so that's why I called your attention to Lamed Hay. Now, I said I was going to do some cheese stuff today, but I'm actually going to move ahead to Peches because I couldn't find my kuntris that was put together of all the tshuvos that my beloved Talmi Ben Skidel put together for me a few years ago, and I can't locate it. It's in my library somewhere. When I find it, we'll continue with the cheese question. So I can't find it. So I want to move ahead to Peches, which we're going to cover, okay? Slowly. Okay? All right? Okay. Now, if you were really cool, Dan, you'd have Rebbe Reifman's Niggin as your ringer.
I'm trying.
Okay. Right, but you don't. So you're not cool.
You mean the victory march, right?
Yes. Okay. An unusual man whose Niggin is in a major key. He's an unusual man. For many reasons. Okay. Peches. If you follow with me, if the congregation will open up their codes to the same Amud that Yisrael just mentioned to us. And that's this. Seif Aleph. Zeh Lashon HaMechaber. The Seif Aleph Peches. Excuse me. Afilu. Afilu Bisar Chaya Ba'of. Asur Lahaloso Al Shulchan She'ochel Alav Gvina. If you're eating cheese, you can't have on the same table Bisar Chaya Ba'of. She'lo Yavo Le'ochlam Yachad. Aval b'shulchan shesoder alav hatavshil, muter litein zeh b'tzad zeh. But on the preparation table, you could have them on the same preparation table. Now the language of the Mechaber, to me, is a little bit unusual. He begins with the extreme case, the case of afilu, and not with the general case. As we've previously seen in the Beis Yosef, the psak of the Mechaber is based on the Lushan of the Rambam in Ma'achalos Asuros Periktes Halacha Chaf. And I read the words for you precisely. Asur lehalos ha'of im hagvina. Three dots. Gezeira mishum hergel aveira. Shema yochal ze im ze. Afal pi shehaof bechalav asur midivrei sofri. Meaning only midivrei sofri. The language of the Rambam, and therefore here, the language of the Mechaber, is very difficult. Would you flip with me to the sugya of the Gemara in Perakola Basar, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis? Anybody need a Gemara? I have it in my notes. I'll share my Gemara with anybody. Yes? Okay. The Mishnah. The Mishnah said up above, Kol abasar asur levashel b'chalav, v'asur lahalosi magvina al hashulchan. That's what the Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak. All meat. So look for the words Amar Rav Yosef. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Have it? Where about on the page?
Amar Rav Yosef?
Yeah.
The line of the Mishnah, Amar Rav Yosef?
Amar Rav Yosef in the Gemara. Before the Mishnah. The only reason why I do this is to make sure that I gave the right reference.
No.
It's Amud Aleph at the bottom.
Yeah.
Running on to Aleph. Okay, let me correct my notes. I wrote Amud Beis here, sorry. So the Mishnah said, Kol HaBasar, Asur LaVashel B'Chalav, Asur LaAlosi Magvin Al HaShulchan. Amar Rav Yosef, Shma Mina, what does it mean, Kol HaBasar? Shma Mina, deduce from here then, Kol HaBasar, Bisarof bichalav diaraisa must also be. We should conclude from here that chicken, according to this Mishnah, in chalav is also diaraisa. Deisaka datav the rabbanan. If you would think that it's only the rabbanan, then achila gufa gezera. Just eating chicken with milk is a gezera. Va'ana nigzar hala atu achila. We would be gozer, not to something that's a gzeira itself. We'd be gozer, gzeira, l'gzeira. So we'd be putting siag upon siag. Mashma that he didn't live in our era. Skipped a little bit. Maskif la Rav Sheshes. Sof, sof. Sonein bit sonein hu. Look at Rashi. Afilu im timtso lomar. Even if you would say that besarof bechalavs dioraisa, you'd still have a gzeira l'gzeira. You can't conclude that, Rav Yosef, because akati have gzeira l'gzeira de achila gufa shelo derech bishul have derabbanan. And it doesn't say here, right? It says asur lahalos. It doesn't say anything about cooking. Anyway, you look at it, you got a problem. So, Rav Yosef, you want to go and conclude that it must be deraisa. That's why I said you can't put them on the same table. You can't put them on the same table cold? That already is drabbanan. Amar Abaye, Ela gzeira shema yale be'ilfas rishon. Look at Rashi. Tehavale bishul. So what then is the gzeira? The gzeira is, because it's not gzeira l'gzeira, because I might come to do a single drabbanan, a first order drabbanan. Or maybe Abaye is explaining Rav Yosef and holding that's why Shema Mina, like Abaye holds its diraisa. Because it was diraisa, it's a gzeira first order diraisa. Gzeira. I think I'll say it that way. Say Abaye is answering for Rav Yosef. Now, I am therefore flabbergasted, to use the technical term, by the lashon of the Nesher HaGadol, who changed what Abaye explained in Gzeiras HaGemara. Like Rashi explained there, the Gzeira is Shema Yevashel Basar B'Chalav. That's what he says. Shema Yale B'Yofas Rishon. That's the Gzeira. And it's not a gzeira, shema yochal basar of bechalav, because that would be a gzeira l'gzeira. The conclusion of the Gemara here is ain gozer gzeira l'gzeira. That's why they have to give it a teretz. If you were gozer gzeira l'gzeira, you could heap gzeira upon gzeira. I have a shema, you might do this, that might lead you to do that. Right? Right? You might put milk and chicken on the same table, which would lead you to possibly cook milk and chicken together, which might make you think you could cook basar b'chalav. I mean, you know, if the Gemara was going to say, they'd say, yes, we're gozer gzeirah lizeirah. It's an important, it's a chamur mitzvah. But they don't say that. So what's the mashma of the sugya? Why does Abaye mitarets what Rav Yosef says? Because the implication is we don't heap gzeirah upon gzeirah. So if that's the case, how does the language of the Rambam and the language of the Mechaber here, which seem to imply that the gezeirah is that you might eat the sar chayev of bechalav, how does that make sense? It violates the source in the Gemara. Let's read the language again. Afilu b'sar chayev of asur la'alos al shulchan. She'ochel lav gvina. She'lo yavo li'ochlam. Yachad. It's the Lashon of the Rambam, right? That's where he gets it from. Everybody see why it's difficult? Okay. Does anybody want to take a chance? It's pretty straightforward, Gemara. That's why I don't... Okay, so let me say it simply, okay? Abaye explains Rav Yosef's deduction that maybe Basar Ope is the Oraisa by saying that the Gezerah is not a Gezerah L'Gezerah, but a Gezerah lest you cook Oaf and milk together in a pot. And since he holds that's the Oraisa, then I would think then the Mishnah could be talking about a D'oraisa, just a gzeira, simple gzeira. Don't put them on the table together, because if you put them to the table together, you might come to cook them together. No, maybe he's answering just L'shitas Rav Yosef. Okay. But what is clear is he doesn't just answer, what's the problem? It's Chamur, and Rav Yosef says, we do gzeira l'gzeira. He gives that Teirutz against Rav Sheshes to defend Rav Yosef, because he wants to demonstrate that it could be a single gezeira, that it is a single gezeira and not a gezeira l'gezeira. So the implication is clearly ein gozrin gezeira l'gezeira, right? Otherwise he wouldn't give that answer. He might just say, Rav Sheshes, knock it off, you're gozer gezeira l'gezeira. So what's the problem? Why do you tell me it's still Tzoni and Bitzoni, so I have no proof? No, but it's Tzoni and Bitzoni. You don't put Tzoni and Bitzoni together lest you put Cham B'Cham together. And that's the proof. It's one Gezeira. He didn't just say, he could have just said, Gozrin Gezeira L'Gezeira, given that answer. He wouldn't have had to say what he said if he held that we're Gozer Gezeira L'Gezeira. Come along the Rambam then and summarize what the halacha is with a lashon of Gezeira L'Gezeira. The exact opposite of what the Gemara suggests.
The Rambam uses a specific language of Zerah?
No, but he says...
In passing that, but that's what the Mishnah says.
Yeah, but he says the language seems... The language here, I'll read... Asur lahalo sa'of megvina gzeira mishum hergel aveira shema yochal zeim zeh afo pisha'of bechalav asur midivrei sofri. So that, to me, there's an implication of Gzeirah L'Gzeirah there. Oh, he says, don't worry, I don't hold that chicken and milk is D'oraisa. I hold it's the Rabbanin. And cooking them would therefore only be the Rabbanin. But I still say that there's a Gzeirah on top of that Gzeirah not to put them on the same table. Okay? So, you know.
Well, we're stuck because the Mishnah basically says it's us there.
No, we're not stuck unless we allow ourselves to be stuck, right? So maybe we can answer in such a way that we can accommodate the Mishnah's language but still be true to our own quest for systemic logic or consistency. Okay? Well, thank God for many reasons. Baruch Alokeinu Shebaranu Lichvodo and Ubaras Taz. Okay, and Sif Kut and Aleph. Thank God we have the Taz. So let's look in Sif Kut and Aleph in the Taz. And you'll find that on Pei Ches, actually. It's one Amud over. Okay, it's a little confusing because it's one Amud over. So the Taz... Are we okay? Right. So the Taz is conscious of the question we just asked. Shelo yavo li'och lam yachad. The afalpi to kisha ochlam yachad nami leka iser diraisa she'ein iser ela dafke derech bishul yachad v'nimtza dehavi gzera l'gzera b'gemara amrinan d'pekehai gavna gazrinan gzera l'gzera. He says that in a case like this, we do gzeira l'gzeira. And why does he explain it that way? Because in the shot of the Lashon of the Mishnah and the way the Rambam writes it, you have no choice. So, l'ha'alos b'sar of v'chaya ala shulchan im chalav is the exception to the rule of ein gzera l'gzera that proves the rule. Because the v'chai gavna gazrin and gzera l'gzera, in other cases, no. Now, we could spend a lot of time trying to figure out what the logic of this acceptance is, of this exception is, right? And we may have more to say, but let's, for the time being, well, no, let's read the Mishpat HaZahav, okay? The words of the Taz have effectively pointed us towards the difficulty in the language of the Mechaber. One, the Gezerah is Shema Yochal, lest you eat. And two, there's a nafkamina ledina. De inyan ein gozrin gzera l'gzera, which is not like the pashtus of the sugya in Perikola Basar. So to understand this more, let's read together the words of the Prima Gadim here in the Mishpat HaZahav Sif Kut and Aleph. Kasavataz. Dibigimara Amrina and the Gazrina and Zera Ligzera Kehai Gavna. Okay, you just accepted it when I said it, but it seems the conclusion is that you don't do that. So what does he mean? Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lichvodo Obaras the Supreme God. Right? Halashan Mugumgam. The language of the Taz is a little imprecise here. To Havale Lemaymar, what he should have said is Bisar Of Inami Derech Bishul, even if you cooked it, Derech Bishul, Lo Hava Ki'im Durabanan, can only ultimately be Durabanan. For O de Gemara, Lo Amru to Kehai Gavna Gazrin and Gzera Ligzera. And they don't say that you're Gozer Gzera Ligzera in the Gemara. Dadaraba Rashi. Rashi saying is trying to make this one step away from an Iser D'oraisa, so it won't be gzera l'gzera. To have a chada gzera, that it's a single gzera. To haloso hainu achila, that halah Rashi says means achila. You shouldn't put them together to eat them. Shevada yocha, because when you put them together, you put them together for the purpose of eating. You're certainly going to eat them. So he says, it's not zera l'gzera, because there might be two physical acts, but they're so come on the heels of one another that they constitute one episode. Putting them on the table, serving them, so that you'll eat them. Vehu rak chada gezera. So Rashi clearly was at pains, the Prima Gadim says, to demonstrate that it's only one gezera. So how does the Taz say here that our Gemara Adarab approves that Cain goes ring zeyli gezera? Va'af lama demishane ilfas roseach. Why does he answer that it was Shema Yaleb Ilfas Rishon, in a boiling pot? Heichen hu de gazrin and hala atu hala be Ilfas Roseach besar behema. You'd still be a step away. Skip the, we don't need the Lechem Mishnah. Skip for a second. The Hatur Ramachaber Noktu Lashona Rambam. The Tur, not only the Machaber, but the Tur also, took the Lashon of the Rambam. Shelo Yavoli Ochlam. Mifarshim shelo kedivre Rashi. They don't explain the way Rashi explained the Gemara. Ela de Abaye Amar, they say that Abaye really meant something totally different. He didn't mean that we're only one step away and it's only a single gezerah. That it's two gezerahs, and then in that case you do two gezerahs. Amar kehai gavne gazrin gezerah l'gezerah. He said that in this case, what the Taz is trying to explain, and I'll say it again, is that Abaye was trying to say that in a case like this, we are gozering gzeira l'gzeira. Why? Kevan delo bedil mine, dekol echad bapei nafshi share. Because both of them are mutter, and people don't recoil from either of them. They eat meat, and they eat milk all the time. They consume them all the time. So therefore, in a case where you have two sources of heter that mix together make an isur, we would gozer gzeira l'gzeira. So in other words, Rashi's explanation of the Gemara is not like the Rambam and the Mechaber's explanation of the Gemara. Rashi says that Abaye came to explain Shema Yaleh B'Ilfas Rishon is an answer, and I'm going to say this again so don't get nervous, is an answer to, it's still a single gezeira. Come along the Tur and the Mechaber and the Rambam, and they say when Abaye says Shema Yaleh B'Ilfas Rishon, they say because the two are mutter, that even if it's two steps away, there's a big Shema Yaleh B'Ilfas Rishon. So therefore, here are the two explanations of the Gemara. Okay? Abaye says, here's the explanation according to Rashi. Rav Shesha says, wait a minute. It's still Tzonein B'Tzonein. You're a step away. So it's gozing zera l'gzera, and even there, but what do you mean? You're a step away. How could it be d'oraisa? You're still two steps away. Rabbi Yosef wanted to conclude from the fact that we're gozer gzera that the base case must have been a d'oraisa. Otherwise it'd be gozer gzera, right? Yes? Rav Shesha said, no, even if the base case that Besar Oph is d'oraisa, you still step away because it's Sone with Sone. You just put him cold on the table. Come along Abaye and say, Shema Yaleh B'Ilfas Rishon. That's what he meant. You can't put them on the table together unless you put them in the pot together and Besar Oph is D'Oraisa. That was Abaye's answer according to Rashi. Therefore, what according to Rashi does Abaye imply? Ein goes ring Zera L'Zera. Anybody get it? That's Rashi. Okay? Come along the Taz, he says what he says, we don't really get it. Prima Gadim comes along, and he says, this is what the Taz meant. His Lashon's not so precise. Here's what he meant. Abaye meant something in the Gemara very different. He said, when he said Shema Yala Biofas Rishon, he wasn't trying to preserve Rav Yosef. He was saying there are cases where we go there, Gzeira L'Gzeira. The exact opposite of what Rashi wanted to learn from it. What would be a case would be Gozer Gzeira L'Gzeira? Something that they're both mutter, and you eat them all the time, and you'd be very likely to slip and put them in the same pot. In such a case, because it'd be such a natural act to take milk that we drink or we boil up to make hot chocolate or kusach habavli, or whatever your favorite mix is, and meat that we make all the time, it'd be very natural for you to slip and put them together. Therefore, we extend even gzeira l'gzeira. You see that Abaye winds up in the hands of the Prima Gadi or the Taz Aliba de Hamishvah Zal Zahav to have a completely opposite force from what he has in the hands of Rashi. It's a very clever read of the Gemara. I shouldn't say clever, let me say brilliant read, because clever sounds pejorative. I know. Sometimes people say to me, that's very clever. They say in a tone of voice, that means you were mefalpel. Yes?
Why is it not a chashash for the Shulchan Shesayder alone?
Ah, we didn't get to that yet, but...
And the officials also necessary.
It is. That's a very good question. I'm going to come to that. That's a very good question.
Okay. So what Abai is saying, according to Israel, however, that even everybody should agree that we would be those areas.
Right. And therefore, there's no proof that the Sarof is the Oraisa. Right? Rav Sheshes. So what do you have then? You don't have three Amoraim where the first one makes a point, the second one attacks it, and the third, you know, saves the first. You have three different Amoraim. Yes? Okay, but there's a big nachshimina here.
Yeah.
In Basar Rechalav, are we gozering zera l'gzera? Because that's what I want to get to halakhically. Okay, because that would be the nachshimina, wouldn't it? Because what the Prima Gadim is saying is that that's what the Taz meant. And if we had Rav Yosef, Rav Sheshes, and Abaye, we'd paskin like Abaye most probably, right? Okay, Dan?
I still don't fully get how it fits well into the Gemara.
Okay, well, that's the interesting part of it, so let's try to make it fit, because that's the most interesting, to try to make it fit, okay? They're all... How about... Let's say it this way. All three of Moraim are working under the assumption that normally Ein Gozrin Zeir L'Gzeira. So Rav Yosef's way of answering that is, well, the Isur to put chicken and milk on the same table is only a single gzeira to protect against putting them together in a pot. So he answers that problem of why the Mishnah said you can't put them on the table by saying that Mishnah must hold the Oraisa. Okay? Rav Sheshes says, I also hold Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira. And there, but even if I have your answer, it won't help me. Because it's still Tzonei B'Tzonei, it'd still be Gzeira L'Gzeira. So it's still a problem. He hasn't answered it. Come along Abaye and say, we are Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira. Now, could I have gotten that from the words Shema Yala B'Ilfas Rishon by itself? No. No. But could the words sustain that meaning, shot-wise? Not in a Daf Yomi shir, but maybe in a Yoredei shir. Okay? Because it wouldn't be the first parish that you suggest in a Daf Yomi shir. By the way, I have to just say that did everybody see that picture that they had on the Siyum HaShas website? It's Givaldig. And they had it mistitled. I actually wrote into a blog that posted it, my own title for that picture. It shows the signs at the turnpike exit. And it says, racetrack that way, Siyam HaShas that way. So my caption for the picture is, Anu Ratzim, V'Heim Ratzim, right? Anu Heim Ratzim, they're racing. And Anu Ratzim, Levesa Midrash, Heim Ratzim, you know, they're racing for whatever they're racing. So it's such a classic picture. I love that picture. It's on the web. You can go to Siyam HaShas, website and see it. Just again, Baruch HaLakenich, Baruch HaLakenich. And you know what I've decided to do? I don't know how long it's going to last. But I've decided that what I'm going to do, Daf Yomi, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the week's Daf Yomi on Shabbos. So that's going to be my Shabbos project every week. I'm going to do the full week on Shabbos. Which is good because keeps me from having to help in the kitchen. Okay. So I'm going to do it. That's what I'm going to do. God, B'li Neder. I hope to make it at least through a routine. But I've learned just about everything once, so it's not going to be that hard. Okay, it's mostly review. Most of them, at least the beginning. Through Nushim, they're all review. Okay, now, so I would admit to you, in other words, your unease with the reading of the Prima Gaudium is pshat in Abaye. A pshat is always most helpful to me when it's something you might have read yourself or you could see it easily. But when it's something that lemafreya has to be read in order to solve problems from elsewhere, then I say systemically it's of great interest. It's brilliant, and it helps the system. But would it be my first choice for the pshat of Abaye? No. Okay. Now, by the way, I'm not going to read this with you, but I will summarize for you. The Plessy also wants to be Matarets. Ellie's hair stands on end when I say the word Plessy, right? Okay, but we're going to learn to love the Plessy. Okay. The Plessy also comes to be Miyashev Divrei HaRambam. And here's basically what he says. There's a proof that we're not gozer gzeirul gzeira from chalas chutz la'aretz. Okay, there's a proof, and this is according to Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef's trying to follow his own shita, right? Rav Sheshes asks, "Hatzonein b'tzonein who?" Only according to the shita of Rav Yosef, who holds lo gezrin gzeira l'gzeira. And therefore Abaye comes and is mitarets only according to Rav Yosef. That there's still a place to accommodate the din of the Mishnah with the shita of Rav Yosef. And that's all that's going on here. A little discussion in Rav Yosef. Now, I naturally explain the Gemara like the Plessy at the beginning. But yeah, sort of. It fits with Rashi. But in other words, Abaye is, they're both only asking, what he supplies is the external reference to Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Here you have Rav Yosef who holds Chalas Chutz La'aretz is a Gzeira, right? Is a proof that lo gazrin and gzera l'gzera, he learns it from there. So therefore, all the questions are l'shitaso, but there's no implication, it's not really like Rashi, because there's no implication in the general sugya that ain gozrin gzera l'gzera to anybody other than, according to anybody other than Rav Yosef. And therefore, the Rambam and the Mechaber are not difficult, because we are gozrin gzera l'gzera. Okay? Lehalacha, what do we hold? Ana naktinan dekein gozrin zeh l'gzeira. And it's clear that Rav Yosef, that Abaye can be explained that he's cholek on Rav Yosef because he holds there's no raya from chalas chutz la'aretz. All he is, it's a debate in how to systematize Rav Yosef. And therefore, what the Taz wrote to explain the Gemara, Dibikehai Gavda Gozring Zeru Ligzera, makes more sense now. Because Abaye is Doched the Raya from Chalas Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, he holds Lahalacha Gozring Zeru Ligzera. Shema Yale B'Ilfas Rishon. By the way, I can say it in Shai. Shema Yale B'Ilfas Rishon, no matter how many steps it takes to get there, Gozring Zeru Ligzera. Okay? The language could sustain it, right?
Right. And why, if Abaye rejects the proof about the Xero there and said it would be different in our case, why couldn't the Rambam and everybody just, nobody then comes and rejects that Abaye?
No, but what there's just, oh, so why couldn't they just have said the language the way that they were? No, but we could say the Rambam, the Mechaber, like this. And this you're really not going to like. We could say that he says Shema Yavo Liochlam, right, as secondary Gzeira, as but the ultimate Chashash is Shema Yavo Levashlam. All he's saying is that there's a, that we make the third Gzeira, the second Gzeira, for the first Gzeira. Right? There's already Gzeira that you shouldn't, right, eat them lest you cook them, right? You shouldn't cook. Sorry, you shouldn't cook basarof lest you cook basar behema, right? Then he says you shouldn't, and then you shouldn't eat them lest you cook them. And then you shouldn't be maled lest you eat them. That's all. He's just giving one piece of the process. You don't like it. I wouldn't like it if I were you.
Yeah, no, I mean, it just seems to me like the easier for you would just be that. Abaye rejects the caring about that we can't have zero in our case. And after Zumar has a whole couple within Rav Yosef.
Okay. Well, if you look in the Rosh in Siman Dalet here in Perikol HaBasar, you'll see that he leaves Rav Sheshes out completely and just mentions Rav Yosef and and Abaye, implying that Abaye came aliba de Rav Yosef to explain Rav Yosef. But it's only the sheet of Rav Yosef of al anan svirle de gazrinan zera l'gzera. That's what he's, okay? All right, and he holds therefore like the Rambam. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You could have just said there. Yeah, okay, but there is Shema, Yahweh over the three.
No, but that's exactly what the process was. He says it's Sonim but Sonim, and right on the heels of that Abaye says Gzera Shema Yahweh Yul Fas Risha. Yeah. I just conflated it. That's all. Okay? Now, let's go weiter. A little further down in the Gemara, same page, Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. The father-in-law of Rabbi Abba. Comes and learns a halacha that he received in the following language. Now notice that it's the father-in-law of an Amora and they use the word Tana. Tana Agra Chamua de Rabbi Abba. Of Ugvina Nechalin Bafikuran. Look at Rashi, what Afikuran means. Derech Hefker. She'eino nizhar bahen. So what's the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba say? You can eat of ugvina, chicken and cheese, behefker. Don't worry about it. At first look, wouldn't we conclude from this that according to Agra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, zichrono livracha, that you could eat them even biyachad, together? Doesn't it seem to hefker b'afikuran? Yes? Wouldn't that be hefker? Okay. The Gemara continues and explains that this particular chacham, hirchiv es hadibur, hu tani la v'hu amar la. Look at Rashi here. V'hu amar la, v'hu persha misvara shalo demai afikuran. He explained what it was. Agra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, explained what he was mekabel from his rebbe's al pi asvara, that you don't eat them together. Ella belo netilas yadayim uvelo kinuach apeh, that you don't need to do a netilas yadayim between them, and you don't need to clear the palate with a piece of bread. And this is the function, if you will, of a tana. And this is the function of an amora. Hu tanila dehainu, he transmitted the halacha that he received, v'hu amarla, and he explained the halacha lehilchasa al pi asvara and his analytic capabilities. The amora explains the legal application of the material that was transmitted by Tanoim. Hu tanila, hu amarla. Despite all we know in Halacha Psuka and the Minhagim of Yisrael HaTahorim, all we have in front of us here are the words of Agra Chamua de Rabbi Abba. And if we were going to paskin here, we would paskin that one who eats chicken right, is not obligated to wash his hands and clear the palate. He can eat cheese right afterwards. And certainly if he ate fleishiks, he could eat chicken first. Chicken, right? Chicken afterwards. Because the mashma of the simple meaning of the words of Agra seems to be that even if you ate chicken first, what did he say? Nechalim b'afikuran derech hefker. Seems as he says, and he even mentions it first. Ofu gvina nechalim b'afikuran. The words of Agra, though, came to play in a halachic maisa that the Gemara now records. Rav Yitzchak Barei de Rav Misharsha, Ikla Levei Rav Ashi. He got one of those A-list invitations to Rav Ashi's house. Aisi Le Gvina Achal. They brought him some cheese, and he ate. Aisule bisra achal velo masha yade. He ate meat without washing his hands first. Rav Yitzchak ate cheese first and then meat and didn't wash his hands. Bein ze leze. Amre le, they said to him, v'hatane agra chamua de Rabbi Abba. Didn't you hear what he said? Ofu gvina nechalim bafikuran. Ofu gvina in. Vasar ugvina la. So apparently, what do we know about the meaning of Agra's halacha? Now we have a case where they said, it's only chicken that you can eat, and it was cheese first. All we know now is maybe it meant, or nechalim bafikuran meant if you ate the milchiks first. So what did they apply? How did they apply the halacha? his halacha to say that if you ate cheese, you can't eat meat afterwards unless you clear the palate and wash your hands. It's only chicken you're allowed to do that. So now we've already limited what his heter was. The Chachamim questioned the behavior from what Agra taught. And pay attention that they mention what Agra was Tane Agra. And they were somchim on the Perush that he gave Misvaraso. This shows us then, by the way, since I met a devotee yesterday at Yibris of Chochmas Yisrael, of Madei Yadus, I will mention, this shows us a very clear example of Mesiras HaBraisos, right? Transmission of Braisos. Because it's clear that they transmitted not only what he said, but what he explained. Said, who Tani love, who Amar love? They gave both. So the Braisa was transmitted along with the Perush. Just a little insight, okay?
How are they limiting?
Because
he says Ofu Gvina,
so Mashma Ofu Gvina, yes, but not Basar Ugvina.
Right, so they're not limiting any more than 10.
Right, but what I want to say is they apply the applications only with Gvina first. So we have grounds to think that maybe it's only Gvina first. When it says Of Ugvina, when you say Of Ugvina Nechalim Bafikuran, I could explain it two ways, couldn't I? I could say Of Ugvina Nechalim Bafikuran, means you can eat them in any order. Or Of Ugvina, I can even eat Of after Gvina, right? Now we have grounds to say it only means the latter. I can only eat chicken after cheese without washing my hands and clearing the palate. But meat, I can't. Okay? That seems to be what he meant. Okay. Now look at what Tosfos or Makshin here, Dibor Maskel, Ofu Gvina. Is this clear, guys, so far? Yeah. No, but all I'm saying is I've grounds to think only the cheese first, because that's the case they were dealing with. Argument from silence, right?
Well, you're talking about the case that you're talking about the case when they went to Rashi does. So, but there they weren't.
They didn't say Beferush that you can't have the chicken first and then the cheese. What, is there any way basar could be less chamur, more mekil than cheese, than chicken?
No.
Right, so that would knock that out, wouldn't it? Right, no makom to say that. So all I'm going to say is I don't know for sure. I think Ami's, rightfully questioning me, and pushing me into, and he's pointing out, that I have no proof that it's only the cheese first.
I mean, he does say basar.
Yeah. Okay, so I have no proof, but I also have grounds for restricting it. Okay? Now, look at Tosus here. Dibor Maskel, Ofu Gvina. Tema, Teheki Parich Migvina Achar Basar, Abasar Achar Gvina, Terav Yitzchak Gvina Vacharkach Basar Achal, Velo Dami. What's the question? What's the question here? Rav Yitzchak ate what? We know the order that he ate.
Gvina and the basar.
What did Tosus assume? That the statement Ofu Gvin in Nechalim Bafi Quran means. O first?
Even chicken after
okay. See their kasha? Okay. We'll see their answer after we make a little bit of progress in the sugya. Because their shita will bring together all the pieces of the sugya. But we still need what comes in the next amud before we can do that. They assume in their teruts, and you'll get the question better then, they assume in their teruts something, information that we need on the next page. Okay? So before we get to that material, we have to first point out that Rav Yitzchak doesn't answer them that the case that we're talking about by Agra is Of Techila. The strong implication here is Afilu Gvina Techila. It's Usser. And therefore, we're going to have to revise our understanding of Agra. That he didn't come, at least according to Rav Yitzchak and his Sia here, to be Mater Of Techila V'Charkach Gvina, right, with Netilas Yadayim Kinuach HaPeh, but Gvina V'Charkach Of and nothing else. Okay? In other words, it's impossible to explain Divrei Agra in the Breisa and in the Memra that he says, Kefi Pshuto. Because it's clear from the Shak Levitarya between Rav Yitzchak and the Rabbanan that they didn't understand Agra to mean anything other than Of Techila. Now what does Rav Yitzchak answer the Rabbanan? Hani Mile, when did Agra say his halacha? Belelya, only at night. Aval b'yamama ha-chazina. This Gemara was quoted to me, by the way, when I was walking here. There was a couple of people from the neighborhood, not from the yeshiva. And they said, Yamama. And I knew they were quoting the Gemara. Okay? Or maybe they were reminding me that there was only a little bit of time left, daylight, so I would daven mincha, but I already davened. Okay? Now, apparently, Rav Yitzchak was mekaneach his mouth. He did clear the palate. But he didn't do Netilas Yadayim. They asked him, why weren't you makpid on what Agra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba, said? And he answered, only at night, because you can't see whether the cheese is stuck on your hand, or you have shuman on your hand. Then you gotta wash. But in the day, if you can see in your hands that there's no, then you don't have to. So it must be clear, because there'd be no difference with the taste. Things taste the same at night as they do during the day, right? So it couldn't have been kinuach hapeh. So it must be that he did kinuach hapeh from his answer, but he didn't do netilas yadayim. The Gemara brings a brisa. Tashma, Tanya. Beishamei omrim, mikaneach, uveis hillel omrim mediach. The conclusion of the Gemara is not that they're plige and mediach and rinsing the mouth. And Mekaneach HaSapeh, one authority holds that you need just one, and one authority that you need says the other. The Gemara explains, Bein Kinuach HaPeh, look at the answer, Hilchasa, Bekol Milei Havi Kinuach Levad Mikimcha Tamrei V'Yarka. There are three things, okay, that you have to do Kinuach. We're going to come back to Kinuach, but that's not really our Inyan here. Go to the next Amud, 17 lines from the top. Ba mine Rav Asi mi Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're getting to the heart of the matter. Kama yishe bein basar l'gvina. How much time do I have to wait between meat and milk, fleshiks and milchiks? Look at Rashi here, that we're talking dafke. Klomar basar, kodem, v'har kach vina. Amar le, v'lo klum? The Gemara asks, eini, v'hamar rav chista, achal basar, asur lechol gvina. Gvina mutar lechol basar. Ella, kama yishab bein gvina lebasar. Amar le below klum. So between milchiks deflations, we apparently don't have to wait. Look at Rashi here. Aser lechol gvina. Mishum de basar motzi shuman v'hu nifak bepeh umarich betamo. Rashi explains why the difference between basar and gvina that we have to wait between them is that the meat, the taste of meat persists because of the shuman. Look in the Taz, Siman Peites, Sif Katan Dalet, who brings the opinion of the Iser V'Heter Aruch, that we should make a distinction between Gvina Kasha, hard cheese, She'avru Alav Shisha Chadashim, that was aged for 6 months, O Shehima Tulas, the Kasuv Sham de Ein Iser Bebasar Achar Gvina, the Dafgetam Basar Shebepeh, hangs around. This chiluk of the Iser V'Heter between hard cheese and soft cheese is according to the opinion of Rashi that the reason that we wait is because of the tam of basar. So therefore he says things that also have shuman, we would wait for hard cheese. If you hold that the reason for waiting isn't this shuman, then we'll see what the other side of it is. The Gemara continues. By the way, why is Rav Chista so important? Because he was Talmid of Rav. Okay? Gufa, Amar Rav Chista. Achal basar, if you ate meat, asur lechol gvina. Gvina mutar lechol basar. Amar le Rav Acha bar Yosef, Rav Chista. Basar shebena shinayi mahu. What's the status of the meat that's caught between my teeth? Karile, he told him a pasuk. Habasar odenu bein shinehem. Still calls it basar. The Gemara here mentions the Memra of Rav Chista that we should wait between Basar Ligvina. And in that Memra it brings the question of Basar Shebein Shinehem. So we should ask, is this question indicate anything about what Rav Chista had to say, or is it just a question that was asked in discussion? Does it define Rav Chista, or is it just an extra question? Nafka mina ledina. If I'm obligated to remove the meat between my teeth, if I waited the minimum shear, between basar lechalav. Rashi already explained above in the sugya that the reason for Rav Chista's shita is that nimshach atam, the tam lasts in your mouth for a long time. And therefore, we would explain that this question about basar ben shinehem isn't connected to the maimra at all. It's just a stam question. And it indicates an additional obligation to remove the basar even after the time when there's no tam b'fiv. The shear that's established further on for waiting between basar l'gvina doesn't come for any other reason other than tam. So if you say that the reason is because of tam, then the question about Basar ben Shinehem means you also have to wait the amount of time that the time goes away, and you have to also take the meat out of your teeth. Clean your mouth. That would mean then that there's an additional special din in Basar that doesn't apply to cheese. Since the Torah calls it Basar ben Hashinayim, Basar, then it's barur that there is a din of Basar, and it's Asr lechol gvina until you remove it from between your teeth. But I could also explain the Gemara in another way, couldn't I? What's the other way I can explain the Gemara? Gufa, Amar Rav Yochista, Achal Basar Asr lechol gvina. Gvina mutar lechol basar. Amar le Rav Chista bar Yosef, Ramar Ravacha bar Yosef, le Rav Chista. Basar shemene shinayim mahu. This isn't a question, but a kasha. I could read it as a kasha. Malanu basar shebeina shinayim. Why did you say, Rav Chista, that I've got to wait between basar l'gvina? If they're not mamash biyachad, there's no problem. Answers Rav Chista. Valo kari aleha basar odena ben shinayim. What's the teretz of Rav Chista in this way? I read the Gemara. There's a need to wait between basar l'gvina, because isn't it written in the Torah habasar odena ben shinayim? Mashma basar ben shinayim is considered basar, and kol zman diyesh basar ben shinayim asur lechol gvina. According to this explanation of the Gemara, the reason for Rav Chista in the Meimra is because of Basar Shebeina Shinehem, Beina Shinehem. That's the reason that it's Asr Lechol Gvina, Achar Shechol Basar. Kozman to Yesh Basar, Beina Shinehem. Now, turn to Nun Ches in our books here, to the Torah, Seif Aleph. Everybody get that the way I read the Gemara two different ways? Yeah. So how do I read the Gemara in two ways? One is that the whole reason is because of Tom, and there's also a special requirement. The other is that it's a kasha. You said that I got to wait. You said that I have to wait between Basar l'gvina and I say, why not be able to eat them together? As long as I don't eat them together, why do I have to wait? So Rav Chista says, it's still Basar in your teeth. That's why. Even if you eat them after each other, you still have Basar in your teeth. So therefore, the reason for Rav Chista then would be because of Basar ben Shinayim. That's the reason, according to him.
Why is that a problem?
Because it's like eating basar and gvina together.
Well, why isn't my mouth a bishul?
Oh, I didn't say that it's bishul. I never said it was bishul. Your mouth wouldn't be, by the way. If your mouth is yatzaledes, you've got a big problem.
Right? So what is that?
You know?
It's just the act of eating them together.
Act of eating? Well, we already said. Behind God, it goes in Zayul Xerah. Can't eat them together. The tour in Sif Aleph here, Ba Rambam Nasan Tam L'Shi'iyah Mishum Basar Shebeina Shinayim. So the Rambam's reason for waiting is because of the meat that's caught between your teeth. So apparently, the Rambam explained the sugya like I just suggested. Rav Acha Bar Yosef doesn't come stam to ask a question, what's the status of that meat between your teeth? Ella, that the gufa here, where it says gufa, is a shakla v'tarya in the perush of the memra of Rav Chista, that you have to wait, and it's mora on the tam. And the tour continues here, and he says, ulefi dvarav, meaning fi dvarav shor Rambam, le'achar she'shaha shiur, kishiur, Mutter afilu nishar bein ashinayim. Now this is a big kula in the Rambam. To lokashitas Rashi. If what's in the gufa is a she'ela nosefes, then we're machmirim to baser shebein ashinayim. Let me say that again. Okay? If we say that this is a separate din, then we have a chumrah that even if you waited the amount of time, you've got to clean out your teeth. If we say that this isn't, this is connected to the shakla vitari about Rav Chisda, and it's the reason for Rav Chisda, right? Then we got a kula. The reason why you wait is because basar ben ashinayim is basar for that period of time. After that, it's no longer basar. Everybody see how you have a kula if you explain the Gemara that way? That's apparently the way the Tur explains the Rambam. Because if the question, if I explain that the reason for the tam's like Rashi, because the nimshach tam, then I explain that this gufa, they asked the question about basar ben ashinayim, just a sheila nosefes, an extra question. So it's this extra din.
So if you presume that you don't have tam anymore in your mouth,
right?
That's also
cool. If I don't have tam in my mouth, it's a chumra.
Because
we just said there's an extra chumra. He asked them, what's the din of Basar Ben Ashinayim? The Torah calls it Basar, so I'm going to say, there's also an obligation, a chumrah, to remove the meat from between your teeth. If you say it comes as a kasha on his maimra, then it's the reason for the maimra. Right? And therefore, the only reason why we wait is because of Basar Ben Ashinayim. So why do we wait? We wait because of Basar Ben Ashinayim. Mashma, that after the waiting period, it isn't Basar. That's the kula. Ami, did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but that might end up, but in a sense,
the kula is that after we've waited the amount of time, that would no longer be basar. Okay? Now, there's also, though, a chumrah according, this is what you want to say, I think. There's also a chumrah according to the Rambam's reason. Because the Torah continues. Haloes Latinok. If you chewed the food for a baby that had no teeth, so there are cases where the mother would chew the food and then put it and feed it to the baby. Sarik Lahamtin, you'd have to wait. Why would you have to wait? Because Basar Bein Hashinayim. Right? Even if you had no tam, because you never mixed it into your mouth, you only used your teeth to bite it. Haloes Latino, and you got no nimshach atam, none in your palate at all. And what does he say? V'tov le'echoz v'chumre shnei hatami. So we have a chumre and a kula according to two tamim. Let's say what the two tamim are. Have a good Shabbos. Let's say what the two tamim are. Is the reason for, like Rashi, the reason why we wait, because nim shakatam. If that's the reason, then the whole question about basar ben shinehem is just an extra din. And therefore, even if you're, right? On the other hand, if you say that it's, the reason for waiting is basar ben shinehem, then waiting apparently clears it, not using a toothpick.
Can you say more than that? Can you say if you just totally clean, if you flossed really well, then you don't have to clean at all?
Bidika. Maybe you wouldn't have to.
Right, it's the next minute.
Yeah. So we could say if the reason for Rav Chisda is that Nimshaka Tama Basar Bethiv, if there's no Tam, like your loes latino, it should be mutter lechol gvina miyad acharkav. Oh, you should just have to remove this stuff from between your teeth, right? If the reason for Rav Chisda's waiting is because of basar ben shinehem, then the din remains in place even if there's no tam klal. Even if you took it out, mibein shinayim. Not like you want to say, Dan. Okay? Posei katur. V'tov lechoz b'chumer shnei atamim. And you'll see the Taz discussions this barichos, so you can look there. Now, we need one last detail from the sugya. This is the last one, Ellie. One last detail. Flip back. This is a good little parak in halakha that you're going to want to know. I don't want to see any of you showing up suddenly, though, with wooden shoes. Okay, we have no Dutch people here, as far as I know. Okay? Amar Mar Ukva. Famous statement of Mar Ukva. Ana laha milsa. I, in this matter, are chala bar chamra. I'm vinegar that came from wine. Rashi explains. In this matter, ani garua me'avi kechometz ben yayin. Like vinegar that was made from wine. My father's wine. I'm just vinegar, because he was machmir. Wine that stands out in the air is niskalkel, and over a course of time, that wine can become vinegar. His father was the wine, and he was the vinegar. Mar Ukva was the vinegar. The Ilu Abba, my father, ki ha achil bisra ha'idna, when he eats meat now, lo hava achil gvina ad lamachar, he would wait 24 hours between. The ilu ana, but me, beha su'udasa hu delo achelna, le su'udasa achrisa achelna. I just don't eat them in the same suda. Mar Ukba would wait between basar ukvina, the shi'ur of suda le su'uda. What is this shi'ur? It's clear that it's more than kinuach hapeh and netilas yadayim, right? So we could explain, as the Rishonim explain. Look in the Be'er Agra here, Os Beis. Umidina Amar, Taha Kari Nafshe Chala Shalo Asa Geder Lahachmir. Mar Ukba is talking about the halacha. The Rif explains Mar Ukba as being continuation of what Rav Chisda said. Can we look in the Rif? I think you'll enjoy it. I think it might be the best thing you did today. So flip back to the Rif. It's Daf Lamed Tes, Lamed Zion, Amud Beis, in his Dafi. Look at the way the Rif explains the Gemara. He makes it a continuum. Rav Chisda said, if you ate basar, you can't eat cheese. So the Rif says, we don't know how long that is. What do you mean you can't eat cheese? So he reads it, it's continued. Shaminan, dehaida amar Rav Chisda, achal basar, sur lechol gvina. Delo shari, lemechal gvina, basar bisra. Ela ad deshahile, until you wait. Shir mai, what's the shir? We don't know. So the Gemara comes along and gives you Mar Ukba suggesting two shearing. My father's very machmir, wine-like shir. And I don't make it gather. I just go like this Pashut Halacha. I wait Misuda Lasuda. So you see how he comes that Mar Ukba, according to the Rif, the way he reads the Gemara, comes to define the Shi'ur of Zman of Rav Chisda. Okay?
Wait, the waiting 24 hours, is that to say that... I mean, is that to say that never really leaves, the presence never really leaves, let's just wait for it to become Pagam?
No, he's a big machmir.
Or it's just...
I have a sister who lives in Philadelphia. She may live in well. She has her stomach lining surgically removed between meat and milk. Okay? She's very machmir. Okay? It's the way people, you know, there are tzaddikim in the world, right? I know a guy who waits 2 weeks. Mar Ukva just gave us the shir of Suda Lusuda. So the Rif says, what's the connection? Is this connected to what comes before? Yeah. So Rav Chisda says, if you ate meat, you can't eat cheese. He doesn't mean forever. Must be a shir. So the Gemara continues and gives you the shir. Right? What?
He gives two extremes.
Right. Now, if you look in the Gra here, you'll see that he explains what the shir is, misuda lesuda. The suda shachri shel tamid chacham hu b'shah shishis. So the Gemara tells us. We learn in the Gemara that they used to eat, everybody ate b'shah shishis at night. And in the morning and in the night, b'shah yud beis. I'm in the garage. I didn't write down the line number.
It's the beginning.
Sorry? Right, you got it. Where's the bays, though? How many lines?
It's on page.
Yeah. Yes. Right, that's right. The Suda Shachri Shel Tamid Chacham Hu B'Shah Shishis Kamosha Kasav B'Perek Aleph D'Shabbos U'De P'sachim V'Amar Mar Ukmim Yisudasa U'Midina Kamar D'Hakarinav Sheikh Chala Shelo Asad Gedir La'akmir. Okay? So what does he say? Misuda L'Suda could mean a couple of things. It could mean Misuda L'Suda, object, or it could mean time. He says, so the Gra says, it means time. Because we know Mar Ukva is what? It's a Tamid Chacham. Gemara says Tamid Chachamim would eat at 6 and at 12. So they waited 6 hours. So we wait 6 hours. Because they would eat every 6 hours. Every 6 clock hours. So we wait clock hours. Not Shaul's Demonios. Okay? If that were the case, you'd all be living in, you know, short climate, short days, right? Okay? Now, we have all the parts of the sugya that I sort of flew through and you can look at them. Now we can go back to Tosfos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. V'yesh Lomar, Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh V'chein Halachas Gedolos. According to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal Halachas Gedolos, when Rav Chisda said, and what Mar Ukva defined, is Dafka Belo Netilas Yadayim Uvelo Kinuach HaPeh. Netilas Yadayim Kinuach HaPeh, it's Mutter Miyad Lechol Gvina Lechar Basar. That's what Tosfos says. And this is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal Halachas Gedolos. Achal Basar, Mutar Le'achol Gvina B'Kinuach, Hadacha U'Netilas Yadayim. Nice Mekel Shita, right? Otherwise, Chayav Lechakos L'Sudasa Achrisa. They read the whole sugya as a continuum, all the parts together. Okay? We will continue next time. I'm going to leave it there, but please don't be noheg like the Tosfos, because we're going to wind up otherwise. Okay? So I'm going to leave it there, and you might want to look at, if you have time, the Rambam Perek Tes, Halachas Chaf Vav to Chaf Ches, 26 to 29. We're going to look in the Lashon of the Rambam.
Are you going to go back to the Tes and finish up Kirin and
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say Halachas there. Yeah. I'm going to say some Halachas there.
And also the idea.